This is WRFI News. I'm Celia Clark. Here are some of today's headlines. The deadline for Schuyler County property owners to buy back foreclosed properties is next week. The legislature voted in August to allow foreclosed owners to repurchase their land before the county's annual property auction in October. Owners must submit an offer to the county treasurer by September 18th. This is the last attempt by the county to collect past due taxes and prevent foreclosures. Last November, notices were first sent and posted publicly. Then, this February, letters were sent with handwritten notes. All offers submitted for the buyback must cover all taxes, interest, penalties, and any other county expenses relating to the property. After the buyback deadline next week, all remaining properties will be sold to the highest bidder at the auction on October 2nd. A pilot project of Broome Tioga Workforce NY has gotten over $498,000 to help people with substance use disorders get and keep jobs. The Johnson City nonprofit will work with Broome County law enforcement to overcome legal obstacles to employment, provide work training and support after people are hired. The funding is part of a $14 million program from the Appalachian Regional Commission to support partnerships that help people in recovery enter the workforce. For more local news and to follow our podcast, go to wrfi.org/news.